Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Columbia, South Carolina, InvestUSA.org, and American Thinker is Michael Letts. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Bill. Always a privilege. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. I don't even know if it's afternoon now, isn't it? Good afternoon, sir.
It is. Yeah. Don't think of what it is. You're right.
All right. We got a lot of, for seemingly, well, I know why it happens. I know why this is going on. I mean, we have... most of these people that are pro Hamas also are college graduates, aren't they?
Are trying to be college graduates. You know what's interesting in this particular scenario? Here are some key factors that your listeners will, I think, will be very interesting. First of all, there has been $13 billion, that's not million, billion dollars that have been given by what we call the Middle Eastern Coalition, Iran, Lebanon, Libya, Syria, those with Islamic-controlled governments, and those who are part of the caliphate. The $13 billion to 200 American universities. And here's what really gripes me, Bill. It's never been reported. The universities took that money, never reported it, never did any taxation on it. It was basically blood money given the universities to help them promote the cause of Islam, pro-Palestinian, and the destruction of Israel. Now, that's treasonous in and of itself. I mean, put it this way. If I'd have taken $13 million from a foreign government,
right,
we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, and I would be.
No.
But yet the universities can seem to get away with it. So they give $13 billion to 200 universities. They then get these universities to offer our tax dollars to accept preferential treatment now to Middle Eastern students that come over on visa, student visas, and who then when situations such as Hamas and Gaza arise, they run out in the streets and get all their little buddies to run with them. And they protest, and they don't protest. This is the land of the free. You have the First Amendment. But their protests are not bad. Their protests are radical, violent, and destructive. And yet, they get away with it with literally hands-off approach. We don't want to touch them. And let a conservative say, I don't think we should have an abortion clinic, or I think we should take another look at the election count. What happened to them? They get SWAT teams busting down their doors, taking them, dragging them before liberal federal judges, to have them put away without even being indicted. That's where we're at, unfortunately, in this society today. And Bill, enough's enough. It's time that we, the American people, say we've had it, and we're not going to be treated that way anymore.
I look at that, and I mean, there's several things coming out now. I think Johnson's getting ready to let loose all of that video.
He already let some of it go already.
And they've already got one. They got one guy walking up with a MAGA hat and a mask, and he's also got a badge.
Yep, got a federal badge.
Yeah.
The other thing that's interesting is because I've seen these videos. The other interesting thing you're going to see coming out is how many Capitol police officers escorted. I want to make sure that word sinks into your ears. Escorted these supposed domestic terrorists and insurgents around touring the Capitol building. I thought there was an insurrection going on. I thought we were barricading in, lobbing smoke grenades, and firing rubber bullets. The video doesn't seem to show that. But yet, we have, here's what is so frustrating. This is just coming out now. The January 6th committee had the same access. Not only did they ignore these videos, they attempted to destroy a lot of them. If that's not treasonous, to have a committee that was set up by the speaker, Liz Cheney being the Republican point person, to try to bury information that showed the truth of the situation and try to inflame with a few pictures of their plants, trying to say they were inciting a riot and trying to overturn an election. You know, do they really think we're that stupid, Bill?
I don't know. They definitely think something. Whatever they're thinking is, I don't know. And I mean, I guess this, it's all about Trump, isn't it? Trump is what motivates them this way.
Well, it's because of the fact their great concern is that Trump, unlike the majority of, or all of the other politicians, let me say the majority, almost all the other politicians, we come out with great speeches, and then we get to D.C., and I understand, wow, this is a kind of a lucrative thing. You know, I can make money off of this. I can, you know, make a good life for my family. I want to stay. Don't want to go anywhere. So suddenly they change their values. They change their principles. Accept whatever money is necessary. Take whatever positions are necessary to keep the system intact. And it's destroyed this country. It's destroyed generations. And it's about time that we have at it and make sure you make a correction. Or this country's going down the tube. It's one or the other.
Well, whatever it is, some of the stuff that they're playing at the moment, I kind of think of a lot of it is about to come down like a house of cards. Now, the issue becomes then, okay, once everybody knows this, what are we going to do about it?
That is the key that's being debated now, and that is where I'm taking the lead on the position. And I'm getting a lot of support around the country. This is a last resort. I never really wanted to be the one to advocate this. But when you have your top law enforcement agencies that are guilty of obstruction of justice at minimum, a lot of worse crimes, subversion, and setting up and attempting to frame conservatives, we have gotten to the point where your top agencies are doing that. The only other recourse we have is a military tribunal. As provided for under the Constitution and the War Powers Act, it has to be established. Either the president can do so, which we don't expect this president to do so, or the Speaker of the House. It's time for Mike Johnson. I realize that's a tough call. Nobody's going to like that call, but it is time that we say, look, here is enough factual evidence that it needs to be investigated by a military tribunal. Why is a military tribunal so important? Military tribunal answers only to itself. It does not say, okay, we're going to send these findings over to the Department of Justice, which is corrupt, and let them take a look at it. It takes the evidence. It has its own investigative authority. It makes a determination based on its tribunal, which is composed of junior officers, whether their evidence is sufficient to warrant a violation of judicial law. If it is, it takes a look at what does the code require for that violation and implements it. Of course, you and I both know the code for treason is immediate removal from office. And, of course, there's other few things that say that happen to people that are commit treason, like hanging from the nearest tree. I'm not so sure they go that far, but it's time that people be held accountable. Bill, it really is.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see if that gets called or not. And that will be an ongoing process, I'm sort of sure. But I know that you have enough contacts to get out there and do it. Or maybe in the event that Trump gets elected, which if the election were held today, I think all things being considered, he probably would get elected. It'd be interesting to see what he wants to try to do, how he tries to clear things out. Because, and I'll talk to you about this in the next segment before we go to the next thing. Michael Letts is, he runs something called InvestUSA.org, where he's giving protective vests to law enforcement. He's given away over 11,000 of those, not just to law enforcement, but to their canine colleagues as well. Also, he is a big writer at American Thinker. He is out there shaking the tree and hitting the high notes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Michael Letts. I've got a question for you. When you're talking about tribal, right. When you're talking about tribal, or excuse me, military tribunals, that has to be put in place. Now, what would happen? Now, if Trump wins the presidency, he doesn't have to worry about being reelected.
Correct.
Which to me, coming in with 4 years in front of me, where I didn't have to worry about being reelected, I would be. Given what all he's been through, I would be willing to churn up an awful lot of stuff. So what if?
That's an understatement.
Yeah. What if? What if, and I don't know what the how the murder turtle would do this, because he probably wouldn't get even on the Senate side, but what if Johnson got out there and said, you know, keep me in office, keep me in the seat, and I'm going to work with Trump when he becomes president, and we're going to clean this up. We're going to have one shot at this. You got to keep me where I can help him. And we had a likewise message going out in the Senate. What would happen if we had a Senate and a House that worked with the president? What would our government look like when we got done with this?
Well, that's the key. You know, Trump is committed to, we've had these discussions, is committed to draining the swamp. Now, you can do it one of two ways. You can do it through a military tribunal, which is what we've talked about, because you remember, once the military tribunal starts, and there's evidence against you, and you're going to end up spewing on four other people. You know, you see where it's heading? Yes, military tribunal will be ongoing for years to come to clean out the swamp. Or if you have a president, i.e. Mr. Trump, President Trump, committed to restoring justice, you basically wipe out half of the government because they'll be fired for either nefarious activity, for incompetency, et cetera. And then you're going to have to replace it with people who have honesty and integrity. That's going to be difficult. You know, I just be very blunt, because those terms kind of ring hollow nowadays based on the people that we've got living in this country. But I'm confident we still have them. And so if you have people of integrity at the head of your Department of Justice, the head of your Bureau, the head of et cetera, you will again get to the same objective. It will just probably take about the same amount of time either way. I think the easier standpoint for the American public is if you have a president that appoints people with conviction to the heads of these agencies who clean house and restore justice, one-tier justice and parole. I think it becomes more difficult for the country as a whole if a military tribunal is having to do this. So I think to the American people, I think we're probably in the best light if we get an administration in there that's willing to clean the swamp. If not, I think we've boxed ourselves into a corner to a military tribunal, or we collapse, one of the two.
I guess the next question becomes, as we're sitting here and we're postulating this and everything else, would Congress actually follow through on this? And the other question I have about this, with Trump, one of Trump's biggest issues was that he appointed a bunch of guys that did not have his best interests at heart. And who's going to have his ear when he's trying to put together a cabinet the next time? Who's going to be advising him on this?
Well, here's the issue that you have. First go around, he was not a politician, and he depended on people who said they were conservative politicians who had been in the game for advice as to who to bring in. Of course, what did? They bring in people that wanted to keep the system the way it was. Pledged their allegiance, said, oh, yes, we're here to help drain the swamp. But quite frankly, they have the exact opposite in mind. Now, this go-around, he will be looking at advising, getting advice from the common people who have absolutely no political experience. You said that's all. It's tough to have people without political experience, but those with political experience seem to have been corrupted. So we're going to have to go ahead and bring in people who have business sense, common sense. And here you mentioned Congress. I'm glad you mentioned that. Why is this being so concerning to Congress? Understand, let me just give you the illustration. There were 24 members last week, Congress, or the week before last, that the Ukrainian government has said they've given 10 to 20 to hundreds of millions of dollars in kickbacks from foreign aid to. So see, it's a part of when you bring in a new administration and you determine you're going to root out corruption and you bring in the right people in key law enforcement agencies, Congress is not exempt. And they will go after those members of Congress who have committed treason and who have sold out their vote, sold out this country. So instead of Congress saying, we're not going to cooperate with you, a lot of them may not be around. They may be sitting behind bars.
Yeah.
When that word gets out real quick, you're going to see a big change in how this country's operating.
You know, but I kind of thought, see, and I hate to put it this way, but I kind of thought after Alexandria they would get the point that they're not all that in a bag of chips. They're not some floating above the fray crowd that are not touchable and can't be hit by just the common, ordinary guy, I kind of thought that they would look at this and say, well, this rhetoric that we've been throwing, especially on the Democratic side, of course it didn't. They never took, the Bernie bro. It wasn't because of anything right. Bernie said, right? It wasn't because of that. But, they've had that happen. They had what happened to Gabrielle Giffords. And they don't sit back right. and go, hey, we should sort of look at this, shouldn't we? We should sort of consider to ourselves that we're just citizens here in these United States, right? They don't ever do that.
No, they don't. It's kind of like the analogy of, the drunk drivers. A drunk driver gets caught, the other people at the bar say, oh, that was bad. But do they say, don't serve me anymore? That won't happen to me. It happened to him, but I'm better at that. I'm smarter than that. I know how to get around that. And that's what you have in Congress. It won't happen to us. But the fact of the matter is when we have an administration determined to do one thing, and that is to restore justice, so that means rooting out and draining swamp, rooting out evil, it will prevail because, quite frankly, everything comes out at some point in time, doesn't it, Bill?
Yep. Yep, it does. The only problem is that sometimes when it comes out, everybody just sort of goes, well, that was then, this is now. They move on and can't be doing yeah, that. True. I mean, they need to. We need to hold them to one set of criteria, and they need to be held to it very robustly. But we'll see. I'm very curious, but I tell you, the thing that worries me the most, I just want to know who has Trump's ear. If he becomes president again, I want to know who has his ear. I want to know who's giving him advice, because that would be real nice to know.
Well, I can tell you this, based on discussions recently held. In fact, Trump was in Texas yesterday. We were down there.
Well, you got 30 seconds. Vest. 30 seconds, tell me.
But I can tell you that Trump is now more determined than ever to get his input and advice from real people, not politicians.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's going to make a huge difference for America ahead.
Indeed. Michael Letts is the head of InvestUSA.org. He has given over 11,000 vests to first responders, LEO, Canine Corps, all across there. Also writing at AmericanThinker.com. And he does the circuit. He's out there, and he's got the ear of a lot of very, very influential people. And that's always good to be insinuated with them, because they need to hear the real deal. And that's what they're getting with Mr. Letts. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. Look forward to it again. You have a great day.
You as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. President Biden said today that a deal to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas is very close.
Nothing is done until it's done. And we have more to say, we will. But things are looking good at the moment.
The Israeli government is now weighing the hostage deal. A U.S. military aircraft eliminated hostile forces by targeting a vehicle following an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. A senior official also mentioned uncertainty about the number of hostiles killed or whether any Americans were injured in that assault on Al-Assad Air Base. As Americans hit the road for Thanksgiving, they're enjoying lower prices at the gas pumps. AAA is reporting that the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now approximately $3.31. That is 25 cents less than it was a month ago and 36 cents less than a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. He is... He's been following the Gabriel Metcalf case, which is a really weird case because it's happening in Montana. And I don't think we would see this in the Bronx. So anyway, please continue on.
Yes. So the federal gun-free school zone case is ongoing. I expected the gun-free school zone charges to be dropped because this is an ideal test case of the constitutionality of the gun-free school zone. And it has appeared to me that federal attorneys have been shying away from these cases because they did not want a test case to come before the Supreme Court. So my thought was that once the United States Attorney for Billings, Montana, realized that this was a great test case and that he was likely to lose at the Supreme Court level, he'd just dismiss the charges and kill the case. But that did not happen. What happened was that Russell Hart, who is the federal defender, and I have to say he's doing a brilliant job, he presented his brief saying the case should be dismissed because, one, Montana has a statute that licenses Gabriel Metcalf so that he is under an exception to the Gun-Free School Zone Act and should never have been charged. And even if you claim that that exception does not apply to him, then the federal Gun-Free School Zone is unconstitutional on its face under Bruin and should be dismissed as unconstitutional. And he did a very good job in his brief explaining why this is so. Now, to my surprise, the Assistant United States Attorney for Billings, Montana, and there's a couple of them, but this one's name, guy, fellow's name is Godfrey, and I think he seems to be a diligent attorney, who's trying to win a very difficult case. And he claimed, first off, that the statute in Montana does not apply because it doesn't meet the standards set up in the Gun-Free School Zone Act for the license that is required in order to be an exception to the Gun-Free School Zones Act. Now, there is, I think, a little bit of wiggle room there, and that might actually be held up in court, but to me, it looks like the statute should stand, and Russell Hart made an excellent argument why it applies in this case and why the case should be dismissed. And then, in response to the claim that the Gun-Free School Zones Act is unconstitutional on its face under Bruin, well, then Mr. Godfrey said, well, no, that's not true because it's a sensitive place near a school. I mean, in the Heller case, they said that the case doesn't show presumptively that schools are, that they're sensitive places. And since some universities back around the time of the founding said that students couldn't carry guns on campus, well, that means the federal government can ban guns anywhere near a school. I mean, it's obvious, right? Well, that's not a very good argument. But he made the best argument he could at the time. And it's really going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, Gabriel is out on his own recognizance. He doesn't have a lot of money on bail. He's got this local charge, which I think if he gets some good representation, will probably be dismissed. The federal defender, Russell Hart, is not allowed to defend Gabriel on local charges because he's a federal defender, so he's only allowed to defend him on federal charges. And so we will see what happens. But they haven't dismissed the case, and the judge in the case grew up in Montana, and although she was appointed by President Obama, it's such a clear case. I believe whatever happens, whoever is wins at the district court level will appeal this case to the Ninth Circuit. And I think one of the reasons that the U.S. attorney is willing to pursue this case is because the Ninth Circuit has been very hostile to the Second Amendment. And even when several cases were decided in favor of a strong Second Amendment by three-judge panels, those cases were always then forwarded to an en banc panel of 11 judges, and the 11 judges in all the cases so far have then said, oh no, Second Amendment doesn't apply, no Second Amendment authority here. And then those cases have then been appealed on up to the Supreme Court. But there's about one third of the judges on the Ninth Circuit have now been appointed by, I believe they were appointed by Republicans, and a significant number of them by President Trump. So we don't really know what will happen for certain at the Ninth Circuit, but I would not be surprised if a three-judge panel rules the law to be unconstitutional, and then it's appealed to an en banc panel at the Ninth Circuit. So that's where we are now.
Yeah. So he can't. I mean, let me ask you a question. Has any of the gun rights organizations stepped up and said, hey, we'll send somebody in there?
Not yet. There have been some people interested. I can say that. That's about all I can say. I'm not allowed to say anything else.
Right.
But nobody has stepped forward with any money yet. And nobody has said, we will take the case. Now, I talked to Gary Marbot, who is the person to talk to about gun law in Montana. He wrote most of it. And he's an avid Second Amendment supporter. And his belief is that people are waiting to see what happens. And once it is appealed to the Ninth Circuit, then they will step in. But that's where he thinks it is right now. I just trust his opinion because he's the most knowledgeable person I know about Montana gun law and the situation in Montana. And the statute that we are talking about which makes it legal for anybody who can legally own a firearm to carry a firearm into a federal gun-free school zone. Not on school property,
right.
Not into the schoolhouse, but within 1,000 feet of the border of the school. Gary Marbut wrote that statute and got it passed through the legislature.
Maybe he will appear as an expert witness.
It is very plausible. I don't know if it will happen, but it's plausible. I just don't know if Russell Hart thinks he needs an expert witness, but it would be something I would think would be worthwhile to show the legislative intent when the law was passed.
Right.
But it's fairly clear from the record.
Yeah. This has been when did this all occur? When did this all start?
Oh gosh, it happened. I think early in October,
So it's been going on for a year.
Well,
and I don't think
it's been going on for a year.
However long it's been, you've been the only one covering it.
Not quite true. There are a couple other people getting interested.
Right.
Reason Magazine, Jacob Solom,
yeah,
just wrote a long article detailed based on the brief to the district court by Russell Hart and Assistant Attorney for the United States, Godfrey. And he did a good job on those briefs. I would prefer that he get some more information, but he did a good job.
Well, hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the last break. All of this at amaland.com, waiting for you to come check it out. You can get the facts right. I don't get the facts right sometimes. You can get the facts right if you read Dean's stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Last time on The Firing Line, we are speaking with Dean Weingarten from AmmoLand.com. You want to finish up with Mr. Metcalf, I think, before we move on?
Yes, you mentioned a little bit about whether there was any other coverage, and I also wanted to say that there's a YouTube, I guess a V-blogger, but the name is Liberty Bell, and they have been doing a fairly good job on covering the gun-free school zone case there in Montana.
Right.
I have to say, I think they're following my lead, but they're still doing a decent job of it, and they deserve some credit for that.
Well, I think everybody was following your lead on this one. You were the first one on the scene, no matter what else you might want to put up.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So,
I guess I will say, if you are interested in helping the Vivian and her son Gabriel Metcalf defend their home and being able to fund an active defense, you can go to any of the articles that I've written, except the very first ones don't have the link, but the later ones do, on the gun-free school zone and the Metcalf case in Montana at AmmoLand, and they have the link to their Give, Send, Go site.
Are people giving to that?
We're seeing some people are, but it depends on coverage.
Right.
If the coverage doesn't happen for a while, then it goes quiescent. You don't get much of a response.
There you go. All right. Now, I don't know this is not something I would have thought would be something I would say, but apparently in Japan, there is, is all this happening in Hokkaido? Hokkaido?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
But apparently in Japan, where nobody gets to carry guns, especially when they go out into the woods, lots and lots of people, there's more bear fatalities in Japan, which is astonishing, than there are in the U.S.
Right. I was covering a case in Japan where a young man was hiking in the mountains, a university student, and apparently he was attacked by in this case, it was a brown/grizzly bear. They have about 12,000 of them in Hokkaido, which is the northernmost island of Japan.
Right.
And he was attacked, and the bear was apparently feeding on his body when three more hikers came up a day or two later. And the bear attacked those hikers. One of those hikers had a knife, and he attacked the bear. They managed to drive the bear off, or he did, with the knife. All three of them were able to make it back to the city to get help for their wounds. And then when the officials went up to where they'd been attacked, they found a dead brown/grizzly bear and this dead hiker who'd been missing for a couple days. They had to identify him through DNA. So when I was looking at that, I found some other information about how many bear attacks there were. And it turned out there were 5 fatal bear attacks in Japan this year, in 2023. I thought, 5? Wow, that's quite a few. That's as many as we have in the United States. Well, I checked my record, and in the records, we've only had 4 fatal bear attacks in the United States this year. I thought, well, that's weird. How can you have more fatal bear attacks in Japan? It must be a fluke. So then I started looking, and Japan started keeping records on bear attacks in 2006. So the first full year you have is 2007. From 2007 to the present time, there have been 37 or 38, there's one case that it wasn't certain, it was being investigated, fatal bear attacks in Japan. In the same time period in the United States, you have had 33 fatal bear attacks. So over that period, from 2007 on, when they started keeping records in Japan, you have more fatal bear attacks in Japan than in the United States. Now, to understand, the United States is 26 times as large as Japan. We have something like between 10 and roughly 10, maybe 8 to 10 times as many bears in the United States that they have in Japan. We have about 2.5 times as much population in the United States as they have in Japan. So even though Japan has these much smaller bear populations, much smaller per human population, and incredibly less bear habitat than exists in the United States, we're 26 times as large, they have more fatal bear attacks there than we have in the United States. It is astonishing. Now, in Japan, they say, well, the reason these bears are attacking and killing humans in Japan is because our population is decreasing. We don't have as many people, so we've got these abandoned farms and such, and the bears are starting to move in where these abandoned farms are, and there's still people around, and so they attack people and kill them, and that's why we have more, that's why we have this increasing fatal bear attacks in Japan. Their population is decreasing. And their bears have more habitat. Well, in the United States, the bear defenders say exactly the opposite. They say, oh, the population in the United States is increasing. People are moving into places where the bears are. And because they're moving into places where the bears are, the bears attack more people and get more fatal bear attacks. And that's why bear attacks are increasing in the United States, because the human population is increasing. Now, in both the United States and Japan, since about the middle 70s for the U.S. and the middle 1990s for Japan, extreme protections have been put on the hunting of bears. And the bear populations in both places has been increasing enormously. So that's one obvious change why you might have more bear attacks. And another obvious difference between Japan and the United States is Japan has one of the lowest number of privately owned firearms per capita, per person, in the world. While the United States has, no question, the highest number of privately owned firearms per capita in the world. So my suggestion as to what may be happening with this increased bear population in the United States, when bears become a little too bold and too aggressive and start acting aggressively for people, many of them get shot and killed in their early career, and they don't end up killing anyone. But in Japan, where the population has been effectively disarmed, I was surprised that on that hike, one of the hikers had a hunting knife. A hunting knife in Japan.
Right.
Oh, how dare they carry such a thing? But because you have knife control in Japan as well. But this guy had a knife. Apparently it was allowed because they were in an area where there's a lot of grizzly/brown bears. And so he was allowed to carry a hunting knife, and that's what saved him and his companions from being severely mauled or killed, as was the previous hiker. So I think that is a contributor as to why Japan has more fatal bear attacks than happen in the United States.
Do they, I mean, these people that go out into the wild, they know the bears are there?
There's a, yeah, there are campaigns to say, be careful, there's bears around, you know, watch out. But remember, it's still a fairly, even though you have 125 million people in Japan, and at most you're getting five a year killed by bear, that's a pretty small number. Most people are willing to take the risk. Now, there's another thing that I thought might be a possibility. Japan's population is aging rapidly and is older than the U.S. So an older person, when attacked by the bear, might not recover as well as a younger person attacked by a bear.
Gotcha.
But I don't, in the statistics, that doesn't seem to be the case, because it appears to me that Japan has more overall attacks as well. And if it was that people, you know, were more susceptible to being killed by bears, you'd think you'd have a smaller number of overall attacks and then more fatalities. But if anything, it appears that Japan has more overall bear attacks, people are injured, than we see in the U.S. But the U.S. does not keep good records on just people who are attacked. You know, maybe their arm was tore open, they lost an eye, or, you know, they carry scars on their face.
We
don't know.
We have run out of time, Dean. We'll do this again tomorrow. Dean will be back tomorrow with us. And thank you for joining me today.
Very good. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.